Sharing is caring. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nicole Hassoun, professor of philosophy at Binghamton University, examines this through the lens of fighting off the next contagious virus.
COVID-19 revealed that the world is woefully unprepared for future pandemics. And a major factor is that pharmaceutical companies will not share the intellectual property rights, data, and knowledge needed for everyone to secure life-saving vaccines and other essential health technologies. That needs to change. As director of the Global Health Impact Organization, I've been following discussions of the pandemic accord closely. Countries have agreed to strengthen regulations for future pandemic preparedness and response through the accord, but it doesn't adequately address intellectual property regimes that negatively impact access to essential countermeasures. Patents, trade secrets, and data rights pose barriers to access because they prevent competition on the free market. I argue that an equitable, transparent, accountable accord should provide financing for research and development on essential countermeasures, but only on the condition that pharmaceutical companies vest the intellectual property rights, data, and knowledge necessary to produce and distribute the technologies globally in the WHO. If the international community pays to develop new technologies, we should own them. If we also procure products collectively through organizations like UNICEF, we can subsidize product costs in poor countries while charging market prices in rich ones. This will let us recoup investment costs and help build the basic health systems to get the shots in arms. Finally, this mechanism for ensuring equitable access to essential countermeasures must be transparent and accountable. Those most affected should have the largest voice and influence over decisions and outcomes. It's only by working together as an international community that we can better prevent and respond to future pandemic threats.
That was Nicole Hassoun of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.